In the heart of Beverly Hills, tourists and the rich flock to Rodeo Drive, a street famous for its designer brands and high-priced stores. It is where Cece Hong and her family are spending their last week in the United States before returning to Malaysia.
We think it's a good time to buy right now. Yeah.
Hong says the relatively low value of the dollar has made everything in the United States cheaper than in Malaysia. She just purchased a limited edition Coach handbag, calling it a bargain.
It's about $650 US. Yeah, I think back home probably double the price.
Yeah, this has actually been one of the few bright spots in the economy. And mostly because it's affluent consumers who continue to spend in this segment of retail.
But economist Armin Bedrosian with the Milken Institute Research Center in California says that was not the case during the recent global economic recession. The wealthy curbed their spending. One result? Beverly Hills fashion designer Paula Tu had to lay off all his employees.
At one point, I had over 35 people working for me. I was the number one seller at Saks Fifth Avenue. I sold to Neiman's.
As these luxury department stores suffered in 2008, Atu's relationship with them ended.
Well, if you're looking at luxury retailers like Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, these types of retailers, they took a big hit because a lot of their market were these aspirational wealthy. Those who really save up and try and buy something that is a big treat for themselves.
David Winter is with the Luxury Marketing Council, which represents many of the world's major luxury goods and services companies. He says luxury shoppers are starting to spend again, but he says the ultra-rich around the world have not been affected by weak economies.
We are noticing that every month there seems to be more and more interest, bigger projects.
Jamie Adler owns Phyllis Morris, a company that designs, manufactures, and sells luxury furniture.
Our beds start at $20,000 USD, and they can go up to $60,000-$70,000 depending on the finishes, the size of the bed, the fabrics, the detailing.
Adler says that although her clients in the United States stopped spending in 2008, her business overseas has grown.
I think the dollar became more attractive, and I really do think that the internet allowed visibility for American-made products to be showcased all over the world.
The high-end retailers, even when they were not doing well in Europe and in the U.S., were doing very well and continue to do well and are doing even better in Russia, India, China, Brazil, what are known as the BRIC countries. They are the ones who are driving the world economy right now.
But economist Armin Bedrosian cautions that recent economic turbulence will be felt in the luxury retail industry.
In the near term, increased volatility, given the recent downgrade in the U.S. credit rating and the European debt crisis, is actually going to harm sales in the near future. However, I think the market would have to take a much more substantial hit for it to have a more meaningful impact on the luxury goods segment.
David Winter says the ultra-rich are actually benefiting from the economic downturn, and they're not just buying designer clothes. They are also investing in cheap real estate.
It's the very rich people who are buying with cash, and it's also the ultra-high net worth individuals who are buying dozens of homes at a time because there's a fire sale. The rich are getting richer.
Malaysia resident Cece Hong is not only on Rodeo Drive shopping for designer handbags, she is also in the United States looking for opportunities to invest in real estate. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Beverly Hills.